Parshat Teruma. I'm titling this Dvar Torah for the future. Twice in our Parsha, Rashi relates a Medrash Tanchuma, both in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Hei, that's towards the beginning of the Parsha, and in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Tet Vav. So there Rashi brings on the Pasuk in Chaf Hei, Atzei Shitim. Pirush Rabbeinu Tanchuma, Rabbeinu Tanchuma, which we know, hopefully it's the same, the Medrash Tanchuma, recites that Yaakov Avinu tzafe b'ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu saw in Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, on his way down to Mitzrayim, leaving Canaan, Shatidim Yisrael livnot mishkan b'midbar. Then in the future, future's over 200 years we're talking about, the Jewish people will build a mishkan, the tabernacle in the desert. Vehevi arazim l'mitzrayim, and he brought cedar trees to Egypt. Vinatam, and he planted them. Vitziva lebanav, and he commanded his children, litla mimahem, kisheyetsu mimitzrayim. Bring it along with you when you leave Mitzrayim, and you're going to go to the Midbar. There are many mepharshim discuss this Rashi. I'd just like to go on to the Menachem Tzion, and it points out there are two issues here. First of all, Yaakov Avinu imbued them with an understanding that they're going to leave this golus, this terrible golus, and they're going to be able to construct a mishkan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second, he points out to Menachem Tzion, even though the Jewish people leaving Yotzei Mitzrayim were tired and weak, chased, low of spirit, they pushed themselves to cut down, and as the Sifte Chami points out, and to cut down into planks, to carry that along, to schlep it along, so that in the Midbar they could build a Mishkan, planning for the future. And although many of the people that listen to my Dvar Torah could be youngsters of 19, 20 years of age, Talmidim, we have to ask our question, how do we prepare for our future? How do we prepare for our future generations? Do we invest in their spirituality and give them a religious ethos? By living our lifestyle, is that an investment for the future? The opportunity not only to grow, enriching our lives and our values with the study of Torah, the learning of Torah, whether it's the lumdis, developing a derech, whether it's the idiot, whether it's halacha, whether it's Tanakh, whether it's Musar, whether it's Hashkofa, avoda, to daven properly, to communicate, to understand we're communicating with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and of course with Gemilat Chesed. Moving it forward also, invest in our future home. The values of the woman that you hope to share your entire life, where your children admire you, their parents, as lovers of Torah, respect for Talmidei Chachomim, a true desire, even as busy adults, to grow in Torah knowledge, Torah comprehension, avoda. Can we begin even now to address tefillah on its highest level of communicating and trust in the Rabbeinu Shleilam? And will we be able to pass that on to our children, the future generations? Gemilat Chasodim. Are we training ourselves and carrying it on to care for the needy? We must plan our futures for the directions and the life values that we pray our progeny will aspire to. Hopefully, our most cherished, really cherished values of life will nurture our offspring. And our greatest nachas would be when our children and grandchildren will be proud of us, for we were their benefactors, benevolently giving to them, transmitting true values of life. Invest in ourselves so that our future generations will inherit and be able to build those planks, those arazim, into a mishkan, and the Shechina will dwell amongst us, our children, our grandchildren, ad biyat goel tzedek. Amen.